some side conversation going on here. just to not keep you out of the loop, you know. It's a wonder, you know, how there are many people who do a variety of things on Sunday morning. Amen. But this message this morning, ready for every good work, just in coming to church or waking up this morning and getting up rather early and trying to get here was a task, you see. You know, that devil, he tries to keep us from being where we're supposed to be. Amen. I mean, I recognize that it's part of myself as well, right? As part of deciding to wake up and roll out of bed and to be on time and to get here. Amen. But I'm not kidding you. I went to pick up my cousin and her fiance, and we tried to make it through Lincoln. We had to go all the way to Colorado Boulevard just to come back to 26th. But while we were coming up, we were just praising the Lord, and we were just admiring God and how the devil is not going to take away our joy. Amen. And how he's not going to stop us from being where he has called us to be. Amen. Because today I was appointed to be here, and God has allowed me to be here. Today you were all appointed to be here, and you're here. Some of us come, maybe you're forced as a child, or maybe you just don't feel like it. But we do this Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. But when I start to see all these obstacles in my way and how pressing it is for me to get to the church, I think about the devil is truly at work. But I thank the Lord for being here today. Amen. And I thank the Lord for the song that we had just sung, that we are worthy. Amen. God saw that we were worthy to be saved. That God, you know, like they say in most religions, they usually try to reach up to God and to grasp him. But here our God came down and reached down below to grab us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But when I thought of that song, and I'm like thinking to myself, and this kind of goes along with what the word is going to be today. And when I think about how God had saved me and how he thought it was how he thought I was worth dying for. And then I start to think, you know what? I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to do all that I can to reach this lost world. But then all of a sudden I just start to live, and I start to do the same things that I used to do, but I'm still going to church and I'm doing all these things, and I start to become so consumed with everything else, and all of a sudden my praise isn't what it used to be. My worship is not what it used to be. My love for people is not what it used to be. And I'm thinking to myself, Lord, help me get back to that place of honoring you and glorifying you first rather than myself. Amen. So lately I have been reflecting on my Christianity, and I hope that you all do. But lately I have been reflecting on my Christianity, on my walk with Christ. You know, you ever do that? You ever just kind of go in prayer, or you're just driving and you're just starting to reflect on, am I a good husband? Am I a good wife? Am I a good son or daughter of God? What am I doing in my life? But ever since the day I received Christ into my life, I have been at war. I have been at war. At war with my flesh, the world, and the devil. I have even been sidetracked, it seems, And this was when I was younger, when I was a babe in the Lord and looking for direction, looking for instruction, looking for someone to teach me the word of God, someone to tell me the truth, you know? Because where I come from, there's a lot of manipulators around. There's a lot of people who tell you things that aren't really true or aren't really right, or the motive behind in which they speak is not correct. You see? But I have even been sidetracked, it seems, by false teachers of the Word of God. Now, there have been many of us Christians who have gone and have been hurt by people in the church. Amen? And I have been sidetracked by people who say they are Christians but don't appear to live or act like Christians. I have even been sidetracked by my own selfish desires and at times the way I live and act. And that's a sad, sad reality. Amen? You see, because as I have gone and I'm reflecting on my Christianity and I'm thinking to myself and I'm like, you know what? I've been to places and I've seen a few things and I've been led down some kind of a direction that didn't seem like it was the right direction. I have encountered people and I've been keeping my eyes upon them only for them to fail me and disappoint me. And I'm thinking, See, I have my eyes on these folks. But then when I learned a few things and I started to know what was right and what was wrong and how to read and how to interpret the Bible as best I can, because I'm not perfect, of course not, and still having to deal with myself, I started to reflect on me. And now all of a sudden my eyes are not on this person or that person, but on me, amen? My own selfish desires and the way that I live and the way that I act. Is it honoring the Lord? Is it honoring to God? So as I have said before, I have been reflecting on my walk with Christ, and I have been asking myself, when will I be ready for every good work? When? In other words, when will I be ready to depart from iniquity or from sin? When will that time be? When will we completely surrender to God to be used as vessels of honor for the honor and glory of God? Would you please stand with me for the reading of the Word of God? Today's scripture is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 through 21. When you're there, say amen. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 through 21 reads, "Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." Please bow your head with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace, Lord. Father, help us to intentionally hear your word, Lord God, for your servants are listening. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. So I want to put the words of Paul in context. You see, Second Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul. And he was writing this letter to his young disciple, Timothy. And he wrote the book of Second Timothy from prison in Rome around 64 AD for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, his devotion to God never stopped. You see, even despite his circumstances, even being in prison for preaching what he believed to be truth, he continued to go and to move forward. And not just to stay stagnant, not just to be a person who knows all these things about God and holds them inside and hoards them, but he wants to give it away to other people, especially to Timothy, and then Timothy to other people that are around him. So he had a purpose for what he was doing. Amen. That said, the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy, telling him to persevere like a good soldier. Endure. Endure those who come up against you. And to not be like those who appear to be godly, but deny the power of God. Have you seen that in your life? Have you witnessed people who appear to be godly, but deny the power of God? I want to play with God, amen. You see, as I reflect on my walk with Christ, and as you reflect on yours, ask yourself these questions. So think about it. Ask yourself these questions. Are you a lover of self? Are you a lover of self? Are you a lover of money? Are you proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient? Disobedient even to one's own parents? Are you ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God? Man, I hope we're all doing some reflecting. But as brothers and sisters of Christ, it is important to know, because some of us may fall in under these categories, but it is important to know that our sins have been forgiven. Amen? Yeah. By way of Christ Jesus. But this is what's interesting. This is what's interesting, is that Christ Jesus knows those who belong to him. He knows who belong to him. You see, I can stand up here and I can say, have you believed in Jesus Christ? Have you repented of your sins? Is the Holy Spirit dwelling within you? You'll say, yes, or no, I haven't received him. But like I said before, there are people who walk around who appear to be godly but deny the power of God. You see? But you know what? Who are you fooling? Who am I trying to fool? Because Jesus knows those who belong to him. Amen? I may not know. I don't know. But God knows. Amen? That said, those of us who receive Christ belong to the body of Christ, which is the church. Amen. Capital C, the church. And we know that Jesus Christ is head of the church. Amen. Which can then be thought of this great house that is spoken of in this passage. This great house being the church. Okay? But within that great house, which is the church, are vessels of gold and silver and vessels of wood and clay. Interesting. Some theologians have noted that the vessels of gold and silver are Christians, while others have stated that the vessels of wood and clay are false teachers and are people who lead others astray. You see? Yet, as both you and I reflect on our walk with Christ, at least for me, I have rid myself of false teachers and their teachings. Yet I have found myself slipping into being a lover of self, a lover of money, and a lover of pleasure rather than a lover of God. Now, I'm just being real. You see, we can get rid of so many things, so many obstacles, so many barriers, so much blame. But then as I look at myself, and as you look at yourself, and you think to yourself, what in that list correlates with you, as I said before, when we have reflected on those things, right? For me, it's a lover of self, a lover of money, and a lover of pleasure rather than a lover of God. Now that's like a confession. You guys have like the Facebook of me looking into my life. I don't have a Facebook. But if this were Facebook, you'd be looking at me. And if you were to look at my life, oh yeah, you'll see God in there. But then you'll also see some other things in there. You'll also be seeing my family. You'll also be seeing my time. You'll also be seeing something about me and my likes. You'll be seeing other things that have to do with what I have and how I attain them. And then you'll see where my allegiance is. Is my allegiance to God? Who am I serving? You know, in the streets, they'll say, who do you serve? Who do you serve? Who is your OG? Or who is the person that you are dealing drugs for? Who is it? You see? But for me, my allegiance should be first and foremost, should be God. Amen. Everything else, second and third and fourth. Amen. Now then, when I reflect on this issue of one who is ready for every good work, the issue of not being ready for every good work lies with me. It's me. I looked in the mirror and I woke up and I said, it's me. You see? It's not my wife. It's not my kids. It's not my job. It's not this world. It's not the devil. It's me. Because I know how to get past that. Right? In the name of Jesus, demons must flee. You're out of here. False teachers and false preachers and people who don't teach the truth, I don't have to hear them. I could walk away. I could shut the door. I could turn the channel to my radio or my TV. I don't need to hear that. I don't need to hear people who are biased in every single way and critical and bigots. I could turn that off. But at the end of the day, it comes back to me. Right? Because the issue lies with me. Though I have been aware of my mediocre walk with Christ, I have failed to surrender to Him totally and completely, and I have been consumed with self rather than God. You know, when you walk with Christ for many years, and I remember when I first received Christ, I was on fire for Christ. Man, I got rid of so many things, and I was separating myself to be used by God as that vessel of honor. It was like that. And then all of a sudden I become complacent, and I find myself being mediocre, finding myself becoming confident in navigating this life that I live. Therefore, as believers, including myself, we must depart from iniquity in order to be ready for every good work. Amen? You see, I made myself aware of what my issue is, and my issue is me and the things that I desire. But how do I change that? Right? So we must rid ourselves of everything that hinders us from being ready for every good work. Now, lately I have been asking myself, what would happen if I prayed more? What would happen if I prayed more? You know, because in my life right now, things are going pretty decently, you know? I don't have any troubling problems per se that are like pressing down on me so viciously. But what would happen if I prayed more? What would happen if I gave more? Now think about that for a minute. What would happen if we all prayed more? What would happen if we all gave more? What would happen if we totally surrendered to God? Totally surrendered to God. You ever think about that? You ever reflect on that? Are you ever in your home and the TV is going and you're sitting there and you could be like, I could be reading the Word of God. I could be praying for someone that I love or someone that I don't even know. Or why am I spending my money on all this stuff that I can't even take with me when it's all over? Why can't I be giving that to doing the Lord's work? What would happen if we were to do that? If we were totally surrendered to God? See, I believe I would be ready for every good work, not only for my own good, but for the good of others as well. Amen? I would actually be used for God's purposes. Not to say that I'm not already, but it would be a thing of intentionality, more intentional. You see what I'm saying? I just wouldn't be worried about myself and my family. I would be able to touch the world and even those I come into contact with on a daily basis for God's honor and glory. Not for my honor and glory, but for God's honor and glory. Amen? So I want to conclude with this. It's a very short message, but in conclusion, to be a believer who is ready for every good work, one must rid themselves from false teachers and their teaching. And that's why I'm glad to be a member here at Antioch Community Church, because we have brothers and sisters in here who know their word. Amen. We have pastors and teachers who know their word, who will not lead you astray. Amen. And I praise God for that. But one must rid themselves from false teachers and their teaching, as well as iniquity. Iniquity. And let me tell you what iniquity means. Iniquity is an offense against God that ranges from willful rebellion to unintentional sin. You see? I know sometimes I willfully rebel against God. There are times that God is telling me, pray. I'm seeking the answer, and I'm doing everything else. I'm calling this person and that person. I'm looking at the doctor like this. And God is saying, here I am. Get down on your knees and pray. When's the last time you got down on your knees and prayed and cried out to God? Amen. So sometimes I find myself in that realm, and I'm like, I need to let that go. How much more productive, how much more can I be used to pray for someone or for something that may not even benefit me? But just because God thought that we were worth it, amen. He thought that we were worth it so much that he sent his son to die on that cross for us, amen. To come and to be humiliated and spit upon and bled out for us, only to be raised from the dead. Amen. You see, when we rid ourselves from all of the above, I hope and pray that we will be used as vessels of honor. Amen. To help reach the lost, the oppressed, the imprisoned, and the poor in spirit, of which I am. Amen. I am poor in spirit, brothers and sisters. I need God every second, every minute, every hour. You know the air we breathe? He gave that to us. You know this world we live in? He gave it to us. You know your family members, your children? He gave them to us. Amen. I want all of us to be vessels that are running over with so much love. You know, a vessel like a cup or a bowl, but that is so filled with love, joy and kindness, goodness, gentleness, that those around us would ask, who are you? Who are you? And where can I get what you have? Amen. Where can I get it? I need that. I need it. There are people out there that are suffering that need the touch of Jesus Christ. Amen. There are people who are about to jump off bridges because their world is so bad, and all they need is someone to say, how are you doing today? Is there anything I can help you with? That person might open up to you, and that might be the life that God has you to be with that day and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, when we are ready for every good work, we are like incense in golden censers. And I don't know if you've all seen that. But in the Catholic Church, I know that they use the palms from Palm Sunday, and they let them dry, and they put these into these censers, and they ignite them, and in the censers they walk around like this, and there's smoke that arises like the prayers of those of us who pray. And it's just an image of how our prayers are going up to God. How awesome is that? Amen. But you see, we can be like those vessels, and we are. Because we are like the incense in golden censers. And like it says in 2 Corinthians 2:16, it says, to those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smelling of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. Amen. But that could only come about by allowing God to use us, by surrendering to Him. Amen. By to ridding ourselves of things that aren't pleasing to God. Amen. Therefore, I challenge you all, including myself, to rid ourselves of all ungodliness. All ungodliness. In order to be used for every good work God has us to do. Amen. You might ask, well, Pastor Gabe, what does that look like? I need some guidance. Because I know I do. But the first thing is to repent. Amen. Repent and surrender to God. Second thing is to pray more. Amen. Third is to give more of your time and treasure to God. And the fourth is to rid yourself of anything that does not please God or is hindering you from walking right with God. Amen. Being ready for every good work is to be one who is able to preach, able to teach, able to pray and be present at any given time to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we all know what we need to do. Do you know what you need to do? Look at one another and say, you know what you need to do. You know what you need to do. Amen. We need to get right. Amen. We need to get right in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Brother Derek, could you please play that song? I want you to listen to these words of this song that are coming up, called Refiner's Fire. Sing along. My heart. Jesus.